I once did a wedding with a Jewish rabbi in New Orleans for a Catholic young man and a Jewish young lady. And he emailed me back, the Jewish rabbi did, after Christmas, saying, "I always thought Jews should celebrate Christmas since Jesus is the only Jewish boy who ever lived up to his mother's expectations." Right, they have high expectations, probably like our Cajun mothers do too. And also, I've seen a comic strip where it had, you know how people like to put bumper stickers on their cards, and say, "My child goes to this school," or "My child's straight A's at this school." So the bumper sticker on Joseph and Mary's donkey would have said, "My child is God." And that is indeed what we are celebrating today, having looked at the birth of Jesus our Lord and the great mystery of God become man and taking on our human flesh and human nature. We can look a little bit at Mary's motherhood, and that her motherhood is a little bit different from all of our mothers here on earth, in that we can say she is the mother of God. Not that she pre-existed God, no. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, created Mary. And so God is her creator. The Son, eternal Son of the eternal Father, is her creator. But because she did give birth to Jesus, who is both God and man, in that sense, we can call her Mother of God. And there was a whole council in the 400s that declared that, to say truly we can call her Mother of God in that way. And it's nice to do that on this octave of Christmas, the eighth day. In the Old Testament, they celebrated the octaves, the eighth day of different celebrations, as a way of kind of prolonging that celebration. And so we do look at Mary's motherhood. Also, Jesus was circumcised on this day, so the first shedding of the blood of Jesus, a future prophecy of his shedding of his blood on the cross for us. Also, Jesus was given the name of Jesus today. It was on the eighth day that the Jews did that, and it was the name that the angel had told Joseph to give this child. And of course, the name Jesus means God saves. Yeshua in Hebrew, and you can either translate it as Jesus or Joshua, it's really the same, means God saves. God saves. He saves us from our sins. That is why he has come. And so it said that Mary kept all these things in her heart, reflecting on them. So that word kept and reflecting are verbs that mean an ongoing action. And so Mary meditated on these mysteries of the life of Christ and grew deeper in love for him. And that's what we do when we pray the rosary. We are going deeper and deeper into the mystery of Christ, who is like a gold mine, and you can keep going deeper and deeper and never exhaust all of the riches of his glory. And so when we use the rosary, you know, we're praying the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys, and those are like little background music to keep out of all the distractions that are around us, right? So that we can focus on the mystery, whatever it is, the birth of Jesus, or whatever it is that we're meditating upon. And so we all should definitely pray a daily rosary. A rosary a day keeps the devil away, just like the old thing about the apple, right? So Mary's motherhood is quite special. And in this year of mercy that Pope Francis has called for, we can meditate on Mary as the mother of mercy. Remember at the wedding at Cana, they were running out of wine, so she was the mother of mercy, seeing that they were going to be embarrassed. She goes to her son and says, "They have no more wine." Jesus is really not ready to go public, and yet he does so at her request. And so we see her powerful influence of a Jewish mother on her Jewish son, right? And gets him to do this miracle as a prophecy, ultimately, of his own marriage to his bride, the church. Because it was the Jewish groom's duty to provide the wine for the wedding. Jesus does so right here, right? At this altar, this wine becomes his blood. So one step further, water to wine, then wine into his blood. An incredible gift that he has given to us. But she was also there at the foot of the cross, and so just as Jesus forgave, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Mary is saying the same thing in her heart. In her merciful heart, she is saying, Father, forgive them. They're killing my son, and yet I forgive them. So a great example for all of us to learn mercy and forgiveness towards those who are maybe persecuting us. Mary also there at Pentecost, at the birthday of the church and the coming down of the Holy Spirit that she had already received in the conception of her son, and now in the rest of her brothers and sisters and making us all a family, right? Mary, the mother of the family, of the church. And so she truly looks after us as she looked after Jesus, her son. Today we also have World Day of Prayer for Peace, and certainly we know all the terrible things that are going on in the world, and yet many good things as well that we have to focus on and keep praying for peace and against all types of violence, against the dignity of the human person, and we can all work for that peace through mercy in our lives. Somebody said, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. There's no other way to peace than peace itself. We have to be peaceful in order for peace to reign in the lives of others around us as well. And when the millennium had come up, the year 2000, somebody had put together a millennium survival kit, so maybe we could just call this a New Year's survival kit. If I had had time, I would have put it together for you. But it would have included a toothpick to remind you to pick out the good qualities in others throughout this year. It would have had a rubber band in it to remind you to be flexible. Things might not always go the way you want, but it will work out. It would also have a Band-Aid in there to remind you to heal hurt feelings, whether yours or someone else's. A pencil to remind you to list your blessings every day. And an eraser to remind you that we have the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, for the forgiveness of our sins and the transformation of our lives. It would have had chewing gum in there to remind you to stick with it and you can accomplish anything. Also, a candy kiss to remind you that everybody needs a kiss or a hug every day. Tea bag to remind you to relax daily and go over that list of your blessings. And in the end, to realize that to the world, you may just be somebody, but to somebody, you may be the world. So let us be that world of peace and love and charity and mercy towards our fellow human beings this year. Amen.